It is just past 5 o'clock, and normally that would be time for the National Pick of the Week, but we have something much better than that. We have Andy Gill of Gang of Four. Thanks so much for coming by.
It's lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Yeah.
So we invited Andy on to do a little guest DJing and maybe talk about what's going on both with Gang of Four and maybe some of his recording projects. You are a well-respected producer of many things, including one of my favorite bands, the Jesus Lizard.
Yeah,
they're kind of amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing. It's kind of, you know, I'm sad they're not doing stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're fantastic, fantastic bunch of guys. And I've stayed friends with
Mr. Yao.
With all of them,
yeah.
Really. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them. They did a reunion thing in Seattle a few years ago that was great. My understanding is Yao is doing something with Flipper now, I believe, at least on a few one-off shows.
Yeah.
I'm curious about some of the newer stuff that you're working on. I know you're involved with both film and television elements and that sort of thing, but you also have a new band from China? Is that right, that you're excited about working with?
This was a total surprise to me that, you know, they had a big kind of Chinese following. You know, so I kind of got this email out of the blue, is, you know, do you want to come and produce this band? You know, there's basically, there's two labels in there's two kind of indie labels, if you like, in China. One's called Modern Sky and the other's called Maybe Mars. And Maybe Mars got in touch with me and said, do you want to come and produce this band in Beijing? So yeah, of course.
Well,
I do.
Certainly. You know, because not an email you get every day.
No, exactly. You know, completely new experience. I mean, I've worked with bands from pretty much all over the world, but you know, going to Beijing and working with them there was a really amazing experience. You know.
And so the record's all wrapped and done now.
Oh yes, yeah. It's been out for a year, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Very good. What are some of the film things that you've worked on recently that you really enjoyed? I realize sometimes that kind of work is like pay the bills kind of work, but but I would imagine hopefully you're in a position that you get to pick and choose projects that are particularly stimulating to you
creatively. I haven't done much film stuff for quite a while.
Yeah.
I mean, the long time ago we did things for like, you know, the Karate Kid. I mean, you know, that was... God, that's a long time ago. and a few commercials and stuff for TV, which, exactly. It sort of helps pay the bills, you know.
Indeed. Well, I want to get into your guest DJ set. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this first song that we're going to hear? I love that you're kind of all over the place as far as genres here. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Is that the I, Roy one?
Indeed.
Well, I, Roy was, an early toaster, Jamaican toaster. And I think it's from around the, you know, it's early 70s, 73, maybe something like that. And the song was written by Cat Stevens, who is now called...
I can never remember.
I know, I can't remember either. He's got a Muslim name now, but he at the time he was called Cat Stevens. And he wrote the song, and then Rod Stewart did a cover of it, which I think made it kind of famous.
And Carly Simon too.
Really?
I think so.
I mean, it's like kind of pop music at its best. Mm-hmm. But this version kills it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the ultimate version, and it's so unexpected, you know. It's just such a, you know, just a, that whole toasting, that whole reggae, you
right.
know, it's kind of early dub, if you like, that you wouldn't expect it, you know. It's
and
so
hugely cool. Influential on Gang of Four, correct? Some
well,
of
all
that early,
yeah,
dub,
all reggae, and, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, all reggae and dub music was massively influential on Gang of Four, and that whole thing of that concentration on groove and that thing of things dropping out. I used to call it an anti-solo. You know, like instead of wailing over, you just stop. You know,
right?
And then so, you know, the guitar and the bass carries on. The drums have disappeared, and then you know they're going to come back in. And then there's that great moment when they go bang.
The
and
power
then, and
of
then
negative
it comes
space.
Back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's check it out. You're listening to a guest DJ set with Andy Gill of Gang of Four. Gang of Four play the Rialto this evening, along with the New Regime and Caterwaul.
Baby girl. lovers so deep. You got to be some kind of professional, as I would say, to be in love, as I would tell it to your baby girl.
I would not give you all of my heart.
And baby girl, as I would tell it to you, that we will never part. We gotta love me from the start and never let I go. Still, you want the world to know that you love me so too. You gotta keep on coming to me, do as I would tell you. Baby, I will never compel you, as I would tell it to you. Sky and love, as I would tell you, baby. True and stars above, as I would tell you. You got to socialize. Cut you gave me, make me realize.
The first cut is the deepest.
Tell you the love I got to give you. It's the dearest, baby. It's not the cheapest, not the best, as I would tell you. Gotta really confess in your dress and give me some of your love and your tenderness, as I would say. Traditional love I got to give you, baby, come and down with me. Until the love of me but free like a bird in a tree, for you and me, as I would say.
The first cut is the deepest.
Come and down with me and give me some kind of joy, baby, for the joy I really got to give you. Get on my main line, I'll be right in time. The love will move with me, but down the line of me, but feel so fine, I'll be till you one time. Baby, come and tell it to me two times, I will tell it to you. Kind of love I got to give you, need no dime definition, like I say. This kind of love I really desire to rush on, baby, so you can understand I really love you the most. Then it goes. Feel the pulse of me, baby, girl, and that's no more, so that would tell. Some soup in a bowl. Got to shout out loud in any crowd. The black on you proud, as I would tell it to you. So baby, kind of make the scene of the real keen. So I really tell you, baby, you got to make the scene, as I would tell it to you.
Kind of got your love. He's the deepest.
Deep, 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 he can make you weep. Some of the time you really got to.
Some kind of pain. forgotten what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet.
Bob Dylan here on 91.3 FM KXCI, and that song called Not Dark Yet from Time of Mind, and it's a selection by my guest DJ Andy Gill of Gang of Four. Care to share why you chose that particular Dylan song?
It's it's just extraordinary, you know. Obviously, I think you said it's like a benediction, which I think is a good way of putting it. It's about as sad as it can get. But it's and very moving.
Yeah. Well, sad, but also gracefully resigned.
There's humility and defiance.
Yeah.
Combined.
And before that, iRoy, their version of First Cut is the deepest. I was thinking a lot about your early work today for obvious reasons. And, you know, so much of what you did early on was so very much politically charged, presumably, you know, motivated by the time and place that you lived. And, you know, the concept of punk protest music, you know, unfortunately, the world keeps giving us reasons to be making that kind of art. I'm wondering if there are any contemporary musicians that you feel are doing a good job with that by sort of standing up for things that they believe in within the context of their art.
Well, I always have a slightly ambivalent relationship to that idea, because I would never want my music to be
defined as such.
To be kind of banging the drum for socialism, or to be kind of like, let's all get behind this party or this idea. It's trying to be, and it always has tried to be, if you like, coldly observational. Mm-hmm. It's always like trying to describe what's going on, you know, in my head and my friends' heads and everybody
right.
else's heads, and why do we think the way we do? What motivates us to do things the way we do things? It sounds like it's a bit intellectual or something, but yeah. it's done with humor, and it's done with. Yeah, with just like imaginative
observation. More in terms
observation.
Of like, yeah, taking a look at the landscape or sort of a state of the union as opposed to some vibrant called arms or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you like, you know, the Clash always came across as like, you know, they had kind of one foot up on the barricades
right.
and like waving
flags.
This
is a public service announcement
yeah,
with guitar.
You know, and that was never sort of going forward, really. It was never like we should all get behind this notion.
Right.
You know, it's not a political party. You know, it's
I do think there is an undeniable power, though, in just really honest and forthright and fearless storytelling. And I feel like that's a lot of what you guys do.
Honesty,
really well.
Authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,